أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. We put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with the sadiqeen, those who are truthful in word and deed. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said in his book, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, speaking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and surely you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, are on an exalted standard of character. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, that I was sent to complete the good manners, al-akhlaq, the good manners. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, every society has its standard of social graces, acceptable conduct, expected behavior. These rules and etiquettes They attempt to squeeze the human being between an artificial framework for a limited amount of time. And as any new head of state, once they are elected, he or she must learn what are called protocols, how they should behave, how they should and should not address other heads of state, and so on. These are required so long as they are in or on that stage and within a particular setting. They are not required to do these things permanently. And so as a result, these social codes of conduct do nothing but serve as a mask that can be taken off at any time, and thus leave that individual, for all intents and purposes, unchanged. In other words, these social graces, within the context that they are required, are artificial, a mask, an act. They are acting on their best behavior. But this is not necessarily who they really are. This is simply what is required of them. Just like the handbook that is given to an employee. When you at work, this is required of you. How many times have we heard about someone acting other than what would be socially acceptable? And they say, well, I wasn't at the job. This is what I do when I'm off work. And as a result, they say, well, that's it. That's true. He's on his own time. So very rarely, not in all cases, but very rarely are persons required to adopt a particular character at all times. This is not the purpose or mission when it comes to al-Islam. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I came to complete the good manners. That means that he came to show us how to effect permanent change, to make us, inshallah ta'ala, acceptable when we meet our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the unchanging. He is as he was and always will be. What does that mean? That means that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah at-tayyib, Allah is the good. وَلَا يَقْبَلُوا إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ. And he does not accept anything except which is good. So that means while we're here in this dunya, and then when we meet him in the akhirah, that this is the opportunity to straighten ourselves out while we're here. This is the know before you go. All of us, we find ourselves sometimes in circumstances. Oh, I wish I knew that. Well, now is the know. Now you know before you go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time to get yourself straight. And so this, when we talk about get yourself straight, that means changing yourself permanently. That is the mission of Islam. To make and effect a permanent change so that we evolve and inshallah ta'ala reach that fitrah, that excellence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the potential of excellence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the human being. To return to that fitrah with knowledge and application of that knowledge and the intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he means or when he expresses in this hadith how to complete the akhlaq, That means how to bring these not necessarily social graces, but soul graces. How this nefs can be beautified and polished with certain elements, certain characteristics, certain applications that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exemplified and showed us in his life. So the topic today, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is one of those characteristics that was exemplified by Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is al-afwa. Why is it such a critical element for the Muslim and the mu'min that without it, the Muslim is incomplete? His deen is not complete. What is al-afwa? Linguistically, when it is used as a verb, it means to go somewhere to receive something. Or it can mean to give someone without them asking. Or it can mean to increase something or to remove something and wipe it out, eliminate it. As a noun in the Islamic context, it refers to the wiping out of sins completely. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it known that one of his great names is Al-Afu. And according to one Islamic scholar, Al-Qushayri, he said that Al-Afu, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his great name, that means that he is the one who wipes out the traces of sins by removing them with the winds of his forgiveness. As such, he removes the sins from the records kept by the witnessing angels. And then he removes the sins even from their memory. And then he removes the sins from the memory of those who committed them. So much so that his removing of this sin results in that mu'min, that Muslim, coming to him on the day of judgment and not being ashamed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he forgives completely. Al-Afu is the one who does not remind you of your faults and abandons punishing you when you're up for your sins. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said in his book, Inna Allaha kana afuun ghafura. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-afuun ghafur, the pardoning forgiver. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so how does this apply to the Muslim? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fasfah as-safh al-jameel. That means, accept their faults with gracious forgiveness. This is the application. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, again, khudh al-afwa. Take for yourself the position of pardoner. And enjoin the good and turn away from the ignorant. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, الَّذِينَ ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Those who spend, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts with. This is part of the integrity of the nafs that is given to al-af. Al-ladhina yunfiquna fi s-sirra'i wa-d-dharra'. They are those who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they are free of need or they are in need themselves. Pay attention, please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. One of my Muslim brothers who I love dearly, he often reminds us there's only two types of people, takers and givers. And two takers are never going to be in the same place. They're going to quickly separate. Two takers can never be friends with each other. And so this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us here. That the characteristic of one who is pardoning, he first is giving. Whether he needs or whether he's not in need, he gives. He's a giver. He's not a taker. He's a giver. That's the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts with. And his giving is for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi sirra'i wa dharra'. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues, and they repress their anger and pardon their fellow man. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves al-muhsinin, those who are given to excellence in character and behavior. Muhsinin, those who apply ihsan, good behavior, good character. They want, it's not for show. It's not for show. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As such, according to Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I saw the palaces in paradise. And I said, Ya Jibreel, to whom do these belong? Jibreel alayhi salam, he replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are for those who restrain their anger and pardon their fellow man. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, according to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu an, he said, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to Yemen, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Jibreel alayhi salam continues to enjoin upon me to pardon my fellow man. And if it were not for my knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have thought that I should abandon all of the other rules in Islam in favor of the practicing of extending the pardon to humanity. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when the day of judgment comes, a caller will call, saying, whoever has been expecting a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should stand, except those who were forgiving toward the people. Why? Because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said, the reward for evil is an evil like it. But whoever pardons and reconciles, then his reward is a debt upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah does not love the oppressor. So this pardoning, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, especially fi sabilillah or fi lil wajhillah, for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a debt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay. That it's on him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tukliful mi'ad, he does not break his promises. He don't renege on his debt. That's not our Lord. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an, may Allah be pleased with him, he said the most qualified people for forgiveness from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are in the position to punish, but instead they pardon. And again he said and advised the Muslims, when you have overpowered your enemy, pardon him and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who granted you victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to implement these within our character. May he guide us to the best of behavior. May he help us repress our anger. And may he make us amongst those who are givers and not takers. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وهو الخاتم من الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, how should the Muslim begin on or implement within his character the ability to pardon? What are the necessary ingredients that allow one to successfully amend their character? To be gracious and pardon and restrain oneself when one is upset, it requires patience. Patience, sabr. And maybe even greater than sabr, hilm. Hilm. One scholar said, al-hilm fawq al-ilm. Hilm is over knowledge. And they gave the example of Prophet Ismail and Prophet Ishaq. May Allah be pleased with them both. Both of them, of course, the sons of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. In that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ishaq ilm. And Bani Israel, ilm. But he gave Ismail hilm, and that it was part of what he had, was his inheritance, what he passed down to our great Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He was always exemplifying halim, and this is extreme patience known as forbearance. So this, even, you know, as we know of Ismail alayhi salam, where he says, "Satajijuni insha'Allah al-sabirin." Surely, he was telling his father how to bind him. You know, turn his face away so that we neither of them will cry and hesitate to implement what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice what he loved most, and that was Ismail. And he's talking to his father, knowing he is about to die. And he says, "Satajijuni inshallah." Hopefully, you will find me, ma'al sabirin. He was forbearing and patient. He didn't know what Allah had decided. He had no ilm about what Allah's final message was, but he was halim. So this is a key ingredient that we have to be patient and forbearing with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reveal. and patient and forbearing with what he has decided, his decree. Anger is a result of lack of knowledge. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say that he, ghadab Allah, that is not that he doesn't get angry like we get angry. That's not the same. We get angry for two reasons. Both manifest themselves at the same time. Something that we didn't know and surprises us, and then we are unable to change. Right? That's why, you know, one of our favorite things when we're typing is the delete key. Oops, I made a mistake, delete, no problem. You don't get angry. But if there was some way that you were not able to make that change, you might get upset. Something you didn't know, it surprises you, and then you can't change it. Now you're angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, A, ain't nothing going to surprise him, and B, ain't nothing beyond his decision to change. He's the one who implements everything anyway. So that's not how he gets angry. That's not the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Us, different. But we have to look at who decided the event. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ You will not will except as Allah will. So nothing happens without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making a decision for it to happen or allowing for it to happen. We have to aslam. We have to submit. We have to accept. That's part of what this deen is. When Nuh alayhi salam, he saw his son and he said, come, get on the ark. And his son said, I'll just go to the top of the mountain. And a wave came between him. And he said, oh, Allah, my son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hey, watch it. Don't be among the ignorant. That was his words. In other words, you are a prophet. And you ask me to get rid of all of those who don't believe. That was not your son. In the sense that he is not one to carry on this message. He's not from you. You are from the blessed, and don't be among the ignorant to question my decision. It surprised Nuh, alayhi salam, he didn't know. And clearly he was not able to change it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hey, watch it now. Don't be amongst those who are ignorant. You're supposed to know when my decision comes, you got to accept it. You are a prophet and you are a messenger. That's your job. That's my decision. Deal with it. And so in this particular case, this is our same thing. We have to accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has decided some things. And if we are patient, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he say? Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Surely Allah is with the patient. So this is part of what we have to work on in our character. In another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, when an event surprises the Muslim, he has that opportunity to gain great reward by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if out of an expression of anger or frustration with Allah's decision, he beats his thigh like, He lost the blessing. He lost the blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite in his mercy. Infinite in his mercy. When he says in Surah Al-Baqarah that when they are faced with trial, they say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely we are for Allah and to him we are returning. Allah descends prayers upon them. This is Quran. Allah, this is not for just the prophets and the messengers. Allah says, if you have acquired this reflex, that instead of getting angry and upset and out of sorts and feeling some kind of way, what you say, Inna lillah. وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ We are for Allah and to him we are returning. You get the reward from Allah. Allah prays for you. Allah, Allah, Azza wa Jal, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, prays for you. Do we understand that? The reward for that is great. So we those who are lost when they are blessed to have some knowledge. When that shock comes, they remember Allah. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what he says? We know that salah is the most important. First thing you're going to be asked about. But Allah says, "Wala dhikrullahi akbar." It's greater than salah. We ain't praying all the time. But when you're faced with the trials and tribulations, and you what? Udhkurullah. And what does Allah say? Adhkurukum. Adhkurukum, whether that he remembers you. Adhkurukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you. Remember him? Udhkurullah. Adhkurukum. He remembers you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you to have that state of mind, that presence of mind, you don't get that overnight. That comes with practice. And that comes with a lot of dhikr. That comes by putting that in your everyday. It's your habit to be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not going to happen overnight. No one expects that. But we are expected to make the effort. Make the effort. This deen offers immense reward for working on oneself. Immense reward. But we have to make a start. And that starts with, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Hadith Qudsi? That my slave does things that, what I'm paraphrasing, that when my slave draws near me, he draws near me in what is obligatory. That's the first step. So laying up and waiting to make fajr after sunrise ain't the way to happen. It's not going to happen. Getting laid out of bed and being dragging your feet to salah, it's not going to happen. That you have work to do. So the first step is what is fard, what is obligatory. Then he draws closer through what is not obligatory. As we mentioned in other khutbah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another hadith, he promises someone who does 12 rak'ahs extra every day has a guarantee for Jannah. Extra. So we have to start with what's obligatory. Can't leave that off. If we want to attain what is best for our character and get the best reward, if we want to take the advantage of Al-Kareem, the generous, we got to show up. We have to show up, and we have to show up ready to work on ourselves. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and thus the one who is patient and pardons, surely that is highly recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given us a hint of his rahmah towards us individually. He's already given us a clue of his intention for us individually. In that he made it easy for each of us to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says he may give the dunya to one whom he loves and may give it to one whom he does not love. But he never gives deen to anyone except whom he loves. We are all here, alhamdulillah, by the idhn of Allah. Allah has decided. And each of us has made that declaration. And we continue to make that declaration. So we have been given a hint of a great reward coming, inshallah ta'ala, for whatever struggles that we are going through. Bi'idhnillah ta'ala, the fact that it's easy to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah means that Allah may make it easy to enter Jannah for us. That's the clue. And that is the jewel. That is the gold mine that never is exhausted. It's up to us to keep digging. It's up to us to keep trying to gain its jewels and gain its treasures. That means we have to make effort. Period. And so only those who the shaitan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, only the shayateen pull you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that when you have left it off completely, then they become your bestest friend. You don't even know they're there. They're like the filter. They're the filter on your senses and the filter on your heart. Na'udhu billah min dhalik. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, wallah, what Allah calls us to is the best. And He is ever willing to hold out to give the best. He's the generous. We have to make effort. And again, as I mentioned of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they are those who pardon. He said, first, what you will find in their character is that they are giving. They are giving. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the sin is of the domain of Allah. The sin, the wrong that we will be called to account for, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling us to account. We have been given life from Him. And whatever we do, we are using His power to do it. And so therefore, what is required of us is that if we make a mistake, we ask for forgiveness. But at the ultimate end, we are facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so thus, we, no matter how enormous or how small the sin may be, none of us want to answer to Allah for it. I don't care what it is. The last thing you want to do is on the day of judgment be before everybody. And Allah is asking you a question about something you did wrong. No one wants that. No one wants that. And so, if we want Him, al-afu, to pardon us, the partner to give us pardon, how can we be stingy when it comes to Him? That's the last thing that we want against our record, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you an opportunity to cleanse your sins with sadaqah and to bring down more of His provision with sadaqah, and we are stingy with Him? Subhanallah, how are you going to answer for that? What answer, what good answer are you going to have that I'm not going to give you what you gave me? What answer is there for that? So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is where it really starts. فَأَمَّا مَنِ اتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. For the one who has taqwa, that means that they understand that I have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I need to take heed of Him. فَأَمَّا مَنِ اتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. They spend in the way of the good. And what other good is their way than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What other good way is it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no other way than the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُ يَسِيرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. we will make his way to where? To Jannah. Easy. We will make his way to Jannah easy. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the stars are aligning for a fool to be president. And he ain't got no love for Muslims. You know, no one would have envisioned a Homeland Security or a TSA. Ever. Thousands of people barefoot with their clothes in their hand waiting to go through a machine to get scanned and be naked. All over these United States. Not one time has anybody been caught with anything, you know, in one of them machines. Not one time. All these years has been going on. Not one time. And we think it can't get any worse. You're wrong. You're very wrong. You are very wrong. We cannot, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, ignore that we have a great opportunity and with that a great responsibility. And that is to keep the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lit. Keep that torch burning. So that bi'idhnillah ta'ala, when it's needed in the future, it's there. That's our job. That's our job now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds out this opportunity, spend in my cause, so that I have a reason to pardon you. And we want to be stingy? Those two are not congruent. They don't go together. We have a great responsibility and a great opportunity to spend in Allah's cause. And inshallah, Allah bless us to overcome the hurdles of our heart. Those things that are keeping us and hindering us from achieving a better Muslim that we want to be. That's our job. To do what we can when we have the opportunity to do it. And now is that time. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in your charge, there is in it a dollar, $100, $1,000 screaming, I am your salvation. I'm here to help you. Spend me for Allah's face. You can either ignore that and face Allah, or you can do it, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, and reap the reward. Bi'idhnillah ta'ala, Allah blesses us to do the best of deeds. And inshallah ta'ala, we are not afraid to spend for his face. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Uthman ibn Affan, Abu radiallahu an, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, all of these, Umar even, radiallahu an, all of them spent in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heavily. We talk about what they did today, more than 1400 years ago, and they've been long in their graves. And because of their sacrifice, we have a mushaf. Because of their sacrifice, we know La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to earn those great deeds. We have to do them while we have the chance. Do not, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, fear that we lose when we give to Allah's face. You gain two things. One, you gain a replenishment of what you gave. And two, you clean yourself. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةٍ لِيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Naam. Take from their wealth the sadaqah to purify them. This is what this is for. You want to show up with and face Allah funky? I don't. Give. And inshallah we shall receive. In Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.